a Steinway Model D concert grand, the standard in the world today. In fact, if you go to the symphony and there's a concerto performance or a solo piano recital, the vast majority of the time, it's the Model D Steinway Grand Piano. Now, what is so spectacular about this just under 9-foot piano? Well, there's a lot to love about these instruments. And this one, it was 1981, not so very old. Better than that, the action was recently rebuilt with all Steinway hammers, shanks, knuckles, repetitions, and the piano was restrung. It's got number 2 pins, which is what it comes with when they're brand new. So the piano plays just beautifully, and it's like a new piano. Now, I have an interesting history with this piano. I'll tell you about in a little bit, but I want to start off with some music so you can hear it. The piano I'm going to start with is actually not a piano piece. This was a Scarlatti Sonata in C major written for the harpsichord, but I want you to hear it to hear the clarity and beauty of the tone in this C major sonata of Scarlatti. It's hard to believe he wrote over 1,000 of these sonatas. And they're all wonderful works. Some of them are a little bit more lyrical, and many of them are bouncy like this. Written for the harpsichord, naturally, you'd expect that. I always like to show what a piano can do, how it opens up. And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to tell you something interesting about, well, I'll tell you right now, as a matter of fact. There are different Steinway concert grands. As a matter of fact, if you ever have the opportunity to go to Steinway in New York and try out several concert instruments, finding the right piano for yourself, if you're a concert artist, you'll find that they have different pianos. They don't make them all the same because they are made to suit different types of players and situations. Now, some are massively loud pianos, will have even a brass sound that'll cut through to the back of a hall. With a whole symphony orchestra. Others are more appropriate for chamber music. I would say this Steinway is a chamber music piano. While it's got a beautiful singing rich tone and it can produce a lot of volume, if you're thinking about this for your home, a studio, a recital hall, rather than playing with a symphony orchestra where you need that just, you know, to the end of the hall kind of sound, this piano is perfect for a more intimate setting, balancing in chamber music. It's perfect. Yet, you're going to hear what this can do with the chords of the Tchaikovsky B-flat minor piano concerto. It certainly has a lot of power being a concert grand piano, as you'll hear. So this certainly can play with a symphony orchestra, but if I was choosing a chamber music piano, this would be a perfect instrument. Or for a solo recital in a small to medium-sized recital hall, again, a perfect instrument. The balance from the bottom to the top is quite exquisite. Let's hear how it sounds with a Beethoven sonata. This is the beginning of the Opus 14, number 2, sonata in G major. This is an all-around great piano, and if you're looking for a piano that is not going into a massive hall where you need that really big, bright, killer sound, but you want something more intimate, yet even and singing tone, the treble on this piano has a beautiful sustain, the mark of a truly great piano, this could be the perfect choice for you. Once again, this is Robert Estrin here at livingpianos.com, your online piano store.